If you like what you're hearing, why not try a StephCast subscription? Only $4.95 a month if you buy a year in advance. Go to StephanieMiller.com to find out how.
Welcome to Donald Trump's America, everybody. Good morning.
I don't like that one anymore.
Just got meaner and dumber. 323-468-1135. Fridays with Frangela. Yeah, so we're supposed to all come together right behind our new president.
Not gonna happen.
Really? And the headline is, President-elect Trump blasts the media for inciting protests.
No. Oh, I can't.
Really? How is the media inciting the protests by covering them? Here we go. Like, here we go.
You know what?
Is he being inclusive?
He doesn't believe that people dislike him.
Uh-huh. Right. Uh-huh.
That's because he
can't believe it.
Narcissist.
Yes.
Right.
And
people are protesting all over the world.
Yes.
That's right. And I'm going to tell you, the press not being able to have their pool or whatever for the transition team,
yes.
I was like, well, this is what you get.
Yeah.
You spent a year giving him free press.
You gave him $2 billion worth of free media.
I told you you were giving him free press.
I put this more on them than anybody.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
People I like. I got to tell you something. And you talked about those emails every night, and you let him set the agenda.
Yeah. Yeah.
You didn't ask him tough questions. You didn't put him on the spot. You didn't bring up any of the lies that he brought up every single day. So they can suck it, too.
Yeah.
I'm listening to Stephanie and, like, a smattering of other people.
Yeah. There you go. This is kind of hilarious. People did a lot of inappropriate things in service of the sexy liberal movie this past Monday night. Grandma D in Oregon brought the chair dancing grand girls.
I know she sent me a picture of her grandkids at the theater, and I was like, remembering everything that we say.
Yeah, I was like, oh no. Oh,
they're like teeny.
I love her show, and she didn't complain about it.
Hey, Mama, we went to the movie last night, and all the girls fell asleep halfway through. Thank God.
Yes.
We all had a great time. However, Jassy wants to know. I'm sorry. Jassy kept telling everyone that all the people in the movie were her friends.
Oh, and we are, Jassy.
We have our pictures up of my dog.
Yeah.
My dog. Your picture of your dog, Max and French's picture of my dog, Ben.
Oh, boy. People brought their baby
chillins
to the very filthy, sexy liberal movie.
Our little white children who tried to steal their grandma's purse to buy us chicken.
Yeah.
It's such a great, it's a lovely touching story that sounds horribly racist, but it isn't.
No, we were saying that not only did someone bring you fried chicken at a sexy liberal, but someone brought Suzanne Wong chopsticks at the LA
Bart. Well, he makes
Bart.
Them for everybody.
I know, I told
her. Makes the chopsticks for everybody.
Everybody. That's when I handed them to my husband, he was like, chopsticks?
He engraves things. He's really good at it, and they're really cool. So everybody gets a pair.
Right.
But I have to say this too, Stephanie, I have never been more proud to be part of the Sexy Liberal Tour.
Thank you.
I mean, at the end of the day, when you think about all the people who are blue in those red states,
what's going now,
and they don't have anybody, but they have you, they have us, they have
a safe space.
It's a safe space.
Yeah.
I put that sign on my door that this house is a haven.
Yeah, we will get it out. We'll get it out for pay for view DVD. We'll figure it all out. But because I think that beyond the fact that we obviously, like everyone else, were wildly wrong about thinking Hillary was going to win, it still was the primal scream that I think a lot of us needed and need even more now to go.
Yes.
And again, like Michael Moore says, say it to everybody you see every day.
Right.
More people voted for her. She won the popular vote.
She won.
So despite, as I said, everything. I mean, when you think about who has ever run against not just their opponent, but
FBI,
Russia, WikiLeaks, the FBI, Gary Johnson, Jill Stein, the media.
Russia. Yeah.
And she still won the popular vote.
Yeah.
Think about that.
Yeah.
Also, she won
and don't feel in the minority.
That's right.
Yeah.
She won the popular vote in spite of huge voter suppression,
right.
Which I am not done with. Look, I was mad when we let the Al Gore thing go down. And we do not have to let this go down. The reality here is there are states where the vote was so close, but the number of people that got purged off those voter rolls, 90,000 and up. Like, I'm like, we have got to look at that. We have got to stay vigilant. And we do not have to take this. It is not January 20th.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes, all right.
It is not.
So, Al Franken talking about Obamacare. Here we go. Al Franken,
I hope that President-elect Trump, informs himself about how health care works in this country. We need to, if we're going to repeal and replace, we need to replace it with something that doesn't take health care away or insurance away from 20 million people, that doesn't take it away from people who have pre-existing conditions.
Yeah, I mean, this is the problem, as they've said. That's the only thing you got to like take some solace in. Is like, good, you own all this now.
Yeah.
Go ahead with your complete non-alternative to Obamacare. What are you going to do?
If you're going to repeal it, you got to replace it.
Yeah,
and then you figure out how to replace it.
Yeah, govern now.
Yeah, You're going to really enjoy not having disability. You're going to really enjoy not having prescriptions.
Yeah.
It's how many people wrote to us, and we're not going to let you not have your medication. No. Okay, we're going to figure something out. I don't care. Everybody's going to learn how to – we're going to figure this out, okay? Yeah. We have to stand together and be communities and help each other.
By the way, if you had a brief – Hillary said we need to have an open mind. I mean, if that was not a picture of leadership,
mm-hmm. I know.
Grace, class, courage. I mean, but she said we owe him an open mind. I'm like, I don't know if I can do this one last thing for you. But, so this is like, first of all, yesterday, I respect the president. I'm going to seek his counsel. Honored to be here. You're like, maybe he isn't who he ran as. And then he's right back to blaming the media today and for inciting protest, blah, blah, blah.
And acting
and
like protests are
yesterday,
illegal.
Did you see this? A glitch briefly removed the Muslim ban proposal from his website. And so people were like, okay, maybe he really is not going to do all this. It's going to be really fun to watch all his base freak out. But it was a glitch and they put it back up.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, but in the meantime, a Saudi prince went on TV and praised Trump for removing the Muslim ban. And also deleted statements, offenses by Muslims from his Twitter account. The prince could not be reached for comments after all the links were restored because it was just a computer glitch. And you're like, oh, look, it's a new job. No, it's not. I mean,
yeah, I don't believe it was a glitch. I believe it was somebody on that campaign who thought, let's get this stuff down. And then somebody else said, then Trump saw it was down and said, put it back up.
Right.
Because I don't understand a Muslim only glitch.
And now there's this talk that his campaign was in contact with Russia the entire time. Isn't that
from Russia?
From Russia. Russia saying it. Isn't that treason? Isn't that collusion to affect our American elections?
And now you're like, is the media even more terrified? Because, now it's President Trump. And you're going, are you going to report? Wait a minute. I mean, all of it.
I saw
the Rudy Giuliani saying he's going to prosecute Hillary Clinton when Rudy Giuliani should be getting prosecuted.
Yeah, that's right.
Whoever violated the Hatch Act. You have to be currently in government to have violated the Hatch Act. But clearly someone did in the FBI.
Yeah.
I have a guess.
His name is Comey.
That was what I was going to say.
Chris in Chicago. Man. Hello, Chris.
Hi. How are you?
Oh, fantastic. Thank you.
Hi. I've had some people on Facebook and stuff, obviously, who are saying things that the Democrats are all just being whiny crybabies and get over it. Oh. We lost, just deal with it.
Yeah.
But I think it's something so far different. And I told your screener that my four children are adopted from Guatemala and I live outside of Chicago. And my oldest, who's in eighth grade, he was told the day after the election that by some white kids, we won. So pack your bags, you stupid Mexican. We're sending you back.
Yep.
I'm sorry. And there's these reports from all over the country. And, and the other thing is you go, I thought this was gonna happen if he lost. You won. At least leave the children alone.
Exactly. I will beat up a child.
And so, Chris, my question is, what are you going to do as a parent, to make sure that your children are safe?
Well, I've called and talked to the school and made them aware that that's happening, and I hope they're doing something, but I plan to follow up next week and make sure that they are. And I do actually plan to get involved in the local Democratic organization.
Good for you. Mm-hmm. Good for you. I mean, this is what Van Jones said the night of the election. Yeah. What we teach our children not to be bigots or bullies.
Yeah.
What do you say to your children? Because those kids are going to go, President Trump says it.
Yeah. Right.
I think, you should go into your community because I know there are people that love you and know you and people who don't know you but agree with you and know that it's wrong. And I think, you get a group of your friends together, other parents or just people in the community together, and you go door to door and you say, look, this can't. When you see kids picking on, I have had an adult. I saw a group of kids getting picked on when I was a kid once. An adult walked over and was like, this stops. Like, didn't touch any of them, but was like, this stops. So I think if you can find your people and ask them for their help and people offer your help. If a whole bunch of people call in to that school or show up at that school, whether you have a kid there or not, and say it is not okay with this, these kids are being harassed.
And there need to be consequences for harassment.
Yeah.
I don't care how old you are.
And because here's the thing, and that's why.
For the moment, we still have a constitution.
This is what's deeply troubling to me. When you are in middle school and high school, you can't, even if you're in college, you could go home for a semester and say, I'm going to let the racism die down. You can't do that when you're 12.
Right.
Yeah. Like, you can't, there is no place to hide because your parents, you're a truant.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And in some of these cases, the purveyor of the problem is your teacher.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, and that's where it gets really, but I think that literally it's like any problem. You know, when you, the more people stand up for it, the more people are behind yep. you and with you and next to you and talking with
and
you and for
keep
you.
Keep reminding people there are more of us.
There
than
are
them.
More of us. We may have
Karen
to look for
in
us.
Miami. Hey, Karen. Oh, sorry. In Chicago. Hey, Karen.
Hey, Steph. Hey, ladies. You know what? We need you guys more than ever. You know, I mean, and it's, you know, it's, I mean, I've laughed more this morning than I have in 3 days. I haven't slept. You know, the Sexy Liberal show, you know, the movie was hilarious. I was doubled over laughing, you know, with the hose full of ranch dressing. Can't even tell you how much that made me laugh. But, you know, I also appreciate, you know, being able to go through this or feel like I'm going through this with you.
Yes.
You know, you guys are showing, you know, authentic, genuine emotion over it. Stephanie, I cried with you. You know, I've been on Facebook following you, Francis, you know, and just completely appreciate it because, you know, I have Facebook friends that are saying, you know, like Chris just had mentioned, you know, get over it, you know, move on. We have to come together. But here's the thing. It is not political for me. It's personal.
It's personal. Yeah. This time it's personal.
Transition, yeah. Right. It's not a normal transition of power from one party to the next. This, I have a transgendered son who the day after the election said, I'm afraid to walk across campus to my class. You know, there were two reported incidences of harassment against LGBT students.
Yep.
And, you know, I have a soon-to-be daughter-in-law who is of Mexican heritage, and her younger brother and sister have had it, you know, been taunted on the playground. So, you know, and people say, like, oh, well, it's not Trump. It's like, where have you been? What rock have you been underneath?
Yes.
Yes, no. This is. Mm-hmm. He's emboldening these people. He is giving them legitimate.
Yeah, they wouldn't be doing this if they didn't feel like they could.
Yeah. And how does he even speak to that now with the rhetoric that he got elected on?
He's not, and he won't. And this is my thing. We had this thing when I was in college at Michigan, U of Michigan, that safe walk. And it was because of assaults on campus. And you could call a number, and two students would walk you anywhere you needed to go, you know, so that you weren't being walked alone. And I think we really do have to safe walk ourselves and our children. We have to be together and help each other. And literally, if you see something, I will tell you one of the sexiest things that's ever happened to this liberal. My favorite, I remember standing on campus at the Diag at U of M. You know, I'm hippie-ish.
Yeah.
And we're in the Diag talking to my friend, one of my old friends, Shotzi. And this guy came up and he seemed kind of drunk, whatever, and just started yelling the N-word at us. And Shotzi's white, but nobody thinks that. But anyway, he started yelling at us. I don't know why. And we were kind of like, huh? What? I don't understand it. Out of nowhere, this white guy comes and cold clocks him.
Wow.
One punch knocks him out. Grabs him by the scruff of his coat, looks up at us and goes, are you ladies okay? And we went, yeah. Aww, yep. I believe our panties flew off. And then he dragged the guy away, and I don't know what happened. Okay? But I still owe you something, Mr. Man, whoever you were.
Yeah.
And you can have it.
Listen, you know, here's a win-win with Tiger Lady. You got to say you get to support a sponsor of a progressive show, but Sue wrote from New Oxford, Pennsylvania. She said, my daughter-in-law is a runner, biker. Yesterday, she had three young men with Trump hats and bumper stickers approach her. When she said hello to them, they called her a flat-chested bitch.
Oh my!
Thank God she had two of her dogs with her. She's okay, but now I must order a Tiger Lady for her.
Yeah.
I mean,
I can't tell you how many people have said that to me on Facebook, how that they are literally ordering Tiger Ladies because there have been so many. I mean, there was we have a friend who was at a bar that night, election night, and a guy said, kept asking her if she was wearing a bra with a Trump hat on. And she was like ignoring him. And finally she was like, yes, I'm wearing one. He goes, I don't believe you. And then proceeded to try to grab. He said, and said something so horrific I can't repeat.
Yeah, and I wonder if President C. Grabber will have any thoughts on that kind of behavior.
My mom was superintendent of a school, and she had a child walk into school who was assaulted by a man, jumped out of a truck and grabbed her by her lady parts. Mm-hmm. And she's a child on her way to school.
Mm.
I won't hear that this isn't him. He is the inspiration. He is the guide. And these people are, we have allowed, and the media has mainstreamed, the minute they started letting a Klan member being in a debate at all for office.
Yep.
It's like, it is the most ridiculous thing in the world to me.
Yep. You know what? I disagree with almost everything George W. Bush did. I never said he's not my president. I disagree with John McCain, Mitt Romney.
Mm-hmm. Ooh.
He's just not my president.
No he's not. He's not anybody's president, really. Yeah. They just don't know that yet. Yeah. He's 1% of this country's president. Be clear, the only person whose rights are going to be okay are Donald Trump's. He's the only person who's safe.
Yep.